Happy Easter to you all. For me, from the Jesuits, from the staff here at JESU, here we are. It seems to me that what today's gospel does is kind of rope off an area, as it were, however big you want. It's an area that is mainly the place of encounter. And we get to step in or not. Depends on how we're doing this year, right? We get to step into the encounter or not. So, it's the size of a garden. It's not the garden you tend. It's not mainly about tomatoes and radishes and stuff like that, nor azaleas or whatever else you grow. There's only one main garden in the scriptures. Genesis 1, 2, and 3. This is the garden revisited. This is where it takes place. We heard Friday, the beginning of the Passion of the Lord. When he had finished praying, Jesus left with his disciples and crossed the Kidron Valley. On the other side, there was a garden, and he and his disciples went into it. This is the garden of reversal, which is transformation, which is remaking. So Judas came to the garden, guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and the Pharisees. They were carrying torches and lanterns and weapons to arrest him. So the garden is full of all kinds of people, like you and me. You got Jesus, the disciples, it's getting crowded, Judas. And when it talks about a cohort of soldiers, that's like 200 Roman soldiers. And all these other people, from the Pharisees and from the chief priests. And the garden, during the Passion, is always there. So, Simon Peter's standing, warming himself at the courtyard of the chief priests. They asked him, "You aren't one of his disciples too, are you?" He denied it, saying, "I am not." Then one of the high priest's servants, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, challenged him, "Didn't I see you with him in the garden?" Peter denied it, and at that moment a cock began to crow. There's a lot that goes on in this garden. And this is the garden that the gospel invites us to step into. It's the garden of recreation, because it says early on the first day of the week. Genesis, the first day, God said, "Let there be light," and separated the light from the darkness. And on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary of Magdala went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been rolled away. Oy vey. So we heard the story. She runs to Simon Peter. Peter and the disciple run back. They look into the tomb, which is in the garden. Oh, I missed that part. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden. And in the garden, a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. And because it was Jewish, the Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. It's all in the garden. So when Mary goes there, well, it's still night. On the day on which light is separated from darkness, she, Simon Peter, and the disciple whom Jesus loved encounter this, the stones knocked down. And here they are. There's the burial cloths and then this neatly wrapped little thing over here for the face. The other disciple, Peter, saw and went, huh. The other disciple saw and believed. Now, just going to end this garden piece in a minute. So Mary's outside the tomb crying. This is probably next week's gospel. Two angels said, why are you crying? They have taken my Lord away. And she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but didn't realize it was Jesus. Woman, why are you crying? Whom do you seek? And thinking he was the gardener, he calls her by name, Mary. It seems to me that this Easter, I've never noticed this before, this Easter sets us in relationship to that dang garden. You could sit out here and think, dare I go in there? Do I go into the garden where Jesus and his disciples went after the supper, where Judas and the other folks came to arrest him, where Peter was identified with Jesus, right near the place where he was crucified, and the tomb? What's the deal? There's so much to unravel here about the mystery and meaning of the resurrection. It's not given yet. Put it this way, it's not received yet. How does Simon Peter go through it? Simon, do you love me more than these? You know I'm your friend. Simon, do you love me more than these? You know I'm your friend. Three times. This garden, it seems to me, is what Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and the whole Easter season is about. About being in that garden in prayer and contemplation, in remembrance and thinking, where am I in this dang garden? Am I with Judas and the folks who are coming to arrest him? Am I with the disciples who later flee? Am I with Peter who denies him? Am I there with the beloved disciple and Jesus' mother at the cross? Doesn't matter. Because in every inch of this garden, we can not only discover where we're at, but with whom we're at. I don't know what your Lent was like. Usually when I say that, about two-thirds of the place goes, eh. Doesn't matter. I encountered so much grief and resentment and resistance to God, and I didn't know that I was in the garden. I didn't know that. Pretty much all 40 days, So I think for the most part, I've been looking at the cross saying, oh yeah? And now in the tomb going, so what? And these are the questions that lead me through the garden like a lantern. In this story so far, there's no encounter with Christ. What we've heard so far on Good Friday and today, it's about delineating the size of the garden. It's about blocking it out. But here's the thing I'm coming to, and this is not from the gospel. I really am coming to this more and more from St. Paul, Romans chapter 8. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, our hardships, or persecution, or hunger, or vulnerable nakedness, or danger, or the sword, meaning my own sword. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor principalities, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the way we figure out whether that's a bunch of hooey or not is to step into the garden. There, we get to be who we are. And there, we get to encounter Christ with perhaps a little pretense, a little less pretense. So as spring comes, we hope, let's consider the garden we're going to walk out into. This great world, which is our garden and your garden. What will we find there that will convince us that neither death nor life can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord? Happy Easter and happy gardening.